just a special special time yesterday. I think most of you know how we feel about Derrick Brooks and what he's done for our organization, and to have an opportunity to be there and just see the emotions that he went through, and see his family and all the people, that really love Derrick and has been around him through his career, from back at Pensacola on, to be able to share that special moment with him was, again, a great experience for me. I've been to the Hall of Fame a few times, but never, sitting in the audience and knowing someone personally like that. So couldn't be prouder of him. If anyone deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, of course, Derrick does. For our football team, I know our football team, most of them had an opportunity to watch it too. And, he set a standard, and it's kind of left up to the players now to carry on that tradition. We're making progress as a football team. I thought watching the video from Friday night's practice at Raymond James Stadium, we did some good things. But there was a lot of things we weren't pleased with. Of course, ball on the ground and just some of our sloppy play at times. I thought our offense today really started off strong, got after the defense fairly well through a lot of the teamwork. Today was the first day we really had anything live, and it was good to see the defense pick up the pace. That's normally how, defense should have the advantage a little bit down when you go goal line for the first time, full speed like that. But guys continue to show up and make their case, and we will continue to look at them and take notice. Take your question.
Loving, I understand when the plane landed from Canton, you came straight here. You running on fumes from last night, or did you get a nap in, or trying to pull a Gruden, or what?
Hey, no, I'm not trying to. What's a Gruden? You got to explain that to me. Football coach, we had work to do. We set up our schedule. We knew it would be a quick turnaround. We had got plenty of sleep. Slept on the plane all the way back. So, that's kind of life. Definitely worth it. But again, got in today, and it's just right back at it.
Could you talk a little bit about what you saw in that last period, that last goal line drill? It seemed like the defense really kind of won that. And as a coach, how difficult is it to see maybe the offense struggle one day and the defense struggle, or is that just part of it?
No, Bucks win every day is how I see it. It's something you can, it's a positive to look on. And I like it when both have their, their time, up top. But once you get down into the red zone, speaking offensively, got to get touchdowns. Ball's on the 2-yard line, we got to get touchdowns every time. And for the defense to be able to hold them out, it shifts, of course, momentum quite a bit. But I saw defense, without a lot of life, pick it up. And, you can hide a little bit when you're butting up. But down on the goal line, you can't hide. You show your true colors down there. And I like some of the things I saw.
When you and Coach Tedford many, many months ago met together in your basement and started talking about philosophy and things like that, decided you wanted to work together, fast forward now, is this everything that you envisioned this offense would be?
Yes. I of course, Jeff Tedford has been a very good offensive coach, for a long time. So he has a track record. And this is what I saw. I saw this, from Jeff. It's own record, what he's done. We have a long ways to go with our offense, but we see flashes. I know our players, they get a little bit more comfortable in it. And we have a lot of things, going in when you install a system like that. But been pleased if you can be pleased in practice. We're just trying to gear up. Of course, Jacksonville coming up will really give us a read on exactly where we are.
Can you give us an update on your injured guys? I know Burner and Jenkins are still out. They're a little far away still, or are they still?
Yeah, if you're just, 56 years old, it's hard for me to keep up with all of them. If you just call out their names and I'll talk them a little bit. You mentioned Vern, though, Altron Verner, getting better. When you talk hamstrings, we say day to day, you have no idea with the hamstring on how long it's going to take. I just know that he's running now, which is a positive sign. It's no pain, anything like that. But we will, be very cautious with him. We have to get, a special player on the football field. So I don't know exactly when he'll be back out there, but again, he's getting closer.
What about Mike Jenkins, what's the specifics on that? I heard leg, but...
Yeah, how about upper leg injury? That help a little bit more? Leg injury, you know, some type of muscle. How about that? Since we don't have to go into detail, you know, I won't go into detail, but he's getting better also. Don't know exactly. Mike isn't as far along probably. I shouldn't say that. I try not to be Dr. Smith too often. He's getting better.
Evan Dietrich Smith with the toe that was stepped on. Is he all right now?
He's getting better, too. Just think about big toe. You know, that you can't do much without it when you have a little pain there. But, you know, we removed part of the toenail, so it's painful. Once the pain, of course, leaves him, he'll be back out there. This isn't a serious injury or anything like that. He'll be fine. Evan is having a great camp, I might add, also.
Coach, what kind of challenge does the extended absence of Walter Turner present for him, given that he's being asked to do some things that he didn't do in Tennessee?
It's not an ideal situation, you know, when you come in new. You know, we want him out there every snap, especially a day like today. You know, those are times when the defense really, you know, become one when you're down on the goal line with your backs up against the wall like that. And we brought Alteron in here to do what he's been doing for a long time. It's the reason why we signed him to a contract. It's not an ideal situation, and it puts us back a little bit, but that's a part of it. You know, you have injuries. He's standing the game, and he'll be back out there. We still have a little bit of time.
Talk about Bradley McDougal a little bit. He flashed today with a couple of run stuffs.
A lot of those we were supposed to be butting off, and he was tackling, so you tend to look a little better when you're doing something you're not supposed to. But he is around the ball quite a bit. You know, he has made plays throughout. We've taken notice. A lot of improvement. One of the guys I went to early on, a lot of improvement from the all-season work we had with him, but he's one of the guys fighting for a safety spot. You know, we may keep four safeties. We may keep five. We normally don't get rid of good football players. So if you can continue to make plays like that, we'll find a way. Playing safety is important for Bradley. But also special teams, you know. And again, that's why this game is so important for a lot of the guys. They're getting themselves in position. Now they need to finish it.
Surprised what we thought about Vincent Jackson so far, making a lot of plays. I mean, it seems like he's in regular season form.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know if I've really talked about Vincent yet up here. You kind of take him for granted because he's just the ultimate pro, goes out each day, does his job, having a great camp, made a lot of big plays. You know, he's our one receiver, and we're going to get the ball to him. In order for us to have success, Vincent has to have a great year, and he's doing everything to get himself in a position to do that. You know, great size, catches the ball well, good speed, he'll block. There's not a whole lot to dislike about him.
How much does it help having another big-bodied receiver lining up opposite him, the fact that he's not going to necessarily be double-teamed on every play?
It should help quite a bit. You know, we're talking about our cornerbacks. Danny Gore tried to convince me he was 6 feet today, so I had to, you know, push up against his back. We don't have, and most teams don't have a lot of corners over 6 feet tall. So when you go 6'5", 6'5", at the receiver position, you should have some success. And everybody, of course, say, hey, down in the red zone. But it's just not down in the red zone. I mean, there's jump balls all over the field. And, again, Mike has size to be able to block, too. We talk about being a complete receiver. You have to block also. You throw Safarian, you know, Austin Safarian Jenkins in there, and we are getting close to that basketball team.
Coach, the fullback position is a position that really doesn't
I like that. You go ahead. Go ahead. Can't somebody else jumped in? So does like it.
The fullback position doesn't get, you know, a lot of attention nowadays, but Jaworski Lane's a guy who's got out of play. He made a play today, one-handed catch. He's a pretty big guy. Where do you see him in his development, along with Lonnie Pryor, in the fullback position in general?
I like that pretty big guy, you know, comment. He's a big guy. But he can do some things. He's a big guy with great feet that, you know, he'll tell you, you know, he was a tailback all of his life, big tailback. But like what he's been able to do, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, but he's a fullback. And fullback needs to be able to block. There's, you know, fullbacks nowadays, there's not a lot of them around. And our fullback, you would like, in an ideal world, fullback to play some inline plays like that in the traditional fullback position. He needs to be a special teams player also. And, of course, occasionally catch the ball out of the backfield. So Jaworski can, of course, do a couple of those things. We'll see about him playing special teams.
A rookie in his first NFL camp, but are some of Heron's drops past week a little bothersome a little bit, or is it just
Again, you set it up. He's a rookie, hasn't done an awful lot. And with rookies, you start them. It's not like, you know, we don't – right now he's not our, you know, the returner that we plan on opening the season up with. But you start the guy, you start the process. And I've seen improvement from him. Yeah, you hate whenever they drop him, but they do from time to time. He is getting better, though.
Coach, Jace Daniels is a guy that looks like he has some versatility for you. What have you seen from him, and where ideally do you see him plugged in? As a swing guy, as a guard, as a center?
I think as a general rule for a guy like Jace, I mean, if you're not a starter right away, you have flexibility. That's what we're looking for. You know, we're going to dress 7 offensive linemen. One guy tackle has to be the swing tackle. The other guy has to be the swing guy inside, guard to guard. So he's got to be able to play guard and center, which he can do. He's had his moments. You know, going against, we have good interior defensive linemen, and we've seen marked improvement with him also. So we'll see how it plays out. He's in the mix.
Could he play that tackle in a pinch too, or is that?
Could
really
he play
not
what
his,
now?
Could he play tackle in a pinch too, or is that really not his forte?
Well, it hasn't been yet. Right now, I think to see if a player can, you know, if he can play center and guard, that's a good start. Very few guys can play all 3 interior positions.
Who stands out for you now in your punt return stable, and do you have a starting rotation there yet?
No, we don't have a starting rotation with that right now, and it wouldn't even be fair. We have a group of guys that will play this week to kind of keep the process going along, but right now you couldn't say that. You know, you have to. It's one thing. You and I could go out there and probably 10, we might catch a few. In the game, stadium, you know, all of that, it's totally different. So we have to get the guys to that point, and we have a group of them that we'll look at.